This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. China is accusing the United States of instigating the war in Ukraine, calling it the culprit and leading instigator of the Ukraine crisis. Beijing says NATO should have been disbanded a long time ago. This would be the first attack of its kind if it's confirmed. The governor of Russia's Belgorod region is accusing Ukraine of flying helicopter gunships across the border this morning and striking an oil depot. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The depot, run by Russian energy giant Rosneft, is located about 20 miles north of the Ukraine-Russia border. According to a Telegram post by a local Belgorod official, the helicopter attack set the facility ablaze and two people were injured. The official adding, two helicopters of the armed forces of Ukraine had entered the territory of Russia at a low altitude. It was not immediately possible to verify the claim or images that had been circulating on social media of the alleged attack.
Russia has reported shelling from Ukraine before, but not an incursion of its airspace. Russian troops left the heavily contaminated Chernobyl nuclear site early this morning, returning control to the Ukrainians. Frustrated by those high gas prices, President Biden says he's going to help you.
I know gas prices are painful. I get it.
As prices at the pump have soared, the president's approval rating has fallen sharply. He's blaming the rise on Russia's Ukraine invasion, but says American budgets should not be left to the whims of a dictator. So he's announcing the release of 1 million barrels of oil a day for 6 months from the nation's strategic petroleum reserve, which he says will make a gallon of gas cheaper. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Gas is $4.21 a gallon on average today, says the AAA. This is AP News. A federal judge has struck down parts of Florida's new election law. AP correspondent Jennifer King has this.
U.S. District Judge Mark Walker has ruled that many parts of Florida's 2021 election law were unconstitutional, intentionally designed to suppress Black and Hispanic voters. The law was one of many passed around the nation last year that Republicans said were needed to guard against voter fraud. For the past 20 years, Walker wrote, the majority in the Florida legislature has attacked the voting rights of its Black constituents. He said that given that history, any future election law changes should be subject to approval under the Federal Voting Rights Act. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said the state will appeal. The case would go to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta, which is seen as being more conservative. I'm Jennifer King.
1950 census records are being released today. It was the first census after World War II. Researchers see the records as a gold mine, the individual records of 151 million Americans from the 1950 census. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.